morning, J&D Auto Body. This is Sky. How can I help you?
Hi, Sky. Is Jeanette available?
Sure. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette. It's Nicole again.
Oh, much better.
Okay, good.
Okay. Let me explain where I'm coming from and what's
sure.
going on.
Yeah.
I have a business, J&D Auto Body, that's flourishing.
Mm-hmm.
I've already gotten one approval on a line of credit for $300,000.
Okay.
This is, and how I use it is my business, but I needed, I have a payment on a different business, and basically I'm taking a line of credit here, and that's the worst thing you're supposed to do is take money from one business to pay for another.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both doing well, but I need to make some improvements. And what I'm finding, the interest rate is over 25%, and that's really all I want to verify from you. If my credit, my credit score is over 700,
yeah,
would that be in the ballpark at 30% interest?
Well, we have so many different programs. So let me get this straight. You don't need any equipment, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
because if I did an equipment loan, that would, you know, that's easy enough. And the
yeah, well, that's
a lot lower.
Yeah, because it's secured. So we have unsecured loans. Now, for this business, J&D Auto Body and Towing,
mm-hmm.
what are you doing in yearly gross revenue? Just an estimate's fine.
About $3
million. Okay. And how long have you had this business?
40 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
38.
Okay. And the other business, is it a similar type of business? Okay.
No, it's not.
And what
basically,
is that?
Basically, this is, you know, I'll be truthful. I could have just said I need a line of credit to do whatever I want. But basically, I have a piece of property up in the mountains, and that's where I live, in the mountains. And we purchased a ski resort that had been closed for several years. And we're looking at retiring, and we're actually going to be selling J&D Auto Body and then pay off all the notes anyway. So it's you know, if I get a line of credit, I have to pay that off when I sell.
Yeah.
That's associated with J&D. So,
what is
you know, we're looking at short-term money, probably a year to 2 years at most.
Perfect.
And what's happening, the property that I have up in the mountains, when I purchased it, it's bare land. This part of it is just bare land. There's nothing on it. But I had a loan that was amortized over 30, but a call in 5. And so by
is
December,
that the one you got approved for?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I got approved for a line of credit for J&D Auto Body.
And who was that through?
Chase. No.
Okay.
No. I'm. No, it's not. And I don't
but
have
the one
that
you're
right.
the one you're speaking of that got called, when was that?
Okay. So 5 years ago, I purchased this property.
Oh, okay.
And I have to pay that loan off, and the value of that is it's $230,000 that I owe on the land, and I just need to pay off that loan while I'm working to get construction capital and a long-term financing for the property.
Okay. Where
so
is
like a short-term thing.
Because Lodi, you don't live in Lodi, right? Because
that's
not really
where my body shop is. No,
yeah, but where's the mountain area? I'm just curious because
it's
we're,
in Calaveras County. It's on Highway 4 above Big Trees and below Bear Mountain. Bear
Okay. Fantastic. We're in San Diego. We're not too far, but kind of familiar with that area. Okay. So the approval that you've been issued now, you don't like it because it's too high?
Yeah, the interest rate's too high. And, and so what I'm looking at, I had thought that a line of credit would be the easiest thing for me to get, and it probably is. Right. Other land loans are very difficult to get.
They are. They are very difficult.
Yeah. And so I thought, well, it really didn't make any difference because I'm going to be paying it off through the sale of the company.
Okay. Let me ask you.
We should be getting probably, we own the property and everything, mm-hmm. so we're looking at a net of $3 to $4 million and then pay off all outstanding debts.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Are you the sole owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay.
My husband and I.
Okay. And his credit's similar?
Yes.
Okay. And is it a 50-50
yes.
ownership?
Yes.
Okay. And the approval you've been issued, who is that through?
Pardon?
The approval you have been issued, who is that through?
Now it's going all garbly again. Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Which loan?
The new loan you said you've been approved for? $300,000?
Yeah, I did not take it.
Yeah, but who was that through? Who issued that approval?
Why?
Oh, I was just curious. I didn't know if it was through the local bank or
no,
is it something short term?
No, it was basically the same thing you do. You know, one of those. I don't even have the. Looking through my paperwork here, I think that's in my other office.
So, do you need at least a 2-year loan, or what is your preferred?
I prefer two.
Okay.
2 years.
Okay. And would it be more important? We have some programs where we can do something longer. And then if you want to pay it off early, you get a pretty good discount where we can build that into the loan. Typically, the way these loans work is the longer the term, usually the more you pay back, but we always will give you the option to pay it off early and get a discount. So if you did want something that was, right off the bat going to be lower than what you've been approved for, we'd probably want to do something a little bit shorter. Because we have paybacks that start about 10 cents on the dollar and go up from there. So what you've been quoted is kind of our highest rate we would offer our long-term.
Mm-hmm.
That's on our high end. We do have lower paybacks than that as well. So I can structure it however, it's going to make the most sense for you.
Yeah, well, I think what I'm... When I had called and left this message, I was, I had just gotten the approval for the other one, and it was like the interest rate being what it was. And so I'm basically kind of checking around to see if that is the going rate. Since then, over this weekend, something else has turned up, and it looks like I may have a private investor that would loan me hard money at 10%.
Mm-hmm. And are they going to do that, though?
That's what I'm working on right now.
Okay. So, well, we can get you approved within a day, and at least you would have that as a backup and get you the lower rate if you want.
But what is your lower rate that you're talking about?
So the 10 cents on the dollar, and then on the high end would be about 30 cents on the dollar, and then anywhere in between.
Okay.
So it just depends on, how we want to structure it. Certain industries will score better, so you have a better industry, so you don't have any restrictions. So that's always good as well.
It would be like a line of credit? Is that what we're talking about?
The way it would work is we would approve you for a max amount of capital, and then you would decide how much you want to take and the term length you want as well. So we have terms from 3 months out to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we give you different options so we can see what's going to make the most sense because we don't just have one program.
Right.
So we have some programs that might have the lowest overall payback. So we're going to show you what that is. And then we have some loans that are the longest terms as well. And then we can put a discount in there if you want to pay it off early. So we give you different options to work with, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And at part of the conversation went garbled again, so just I needed to go over it again as far as would I be better doing 2 years or three?
Mm-hmm.
And is there a fee if I pay it off early?
No. So we will give you the different options. So we can show you something, you know, maybe a 12-month, a 2-year, and then a 3-year if you get approved
mm-hmm.
for that.
Mm-hmm.
All of our programs, if you pay it off early, you get a discount.
Okay.
Yeah. Some will just depend. Some are different from others on how large the discount is. So mm-hmm. we'll give you all the different options, and then you can decide what's going to be, you know, the best fit for your business. What's going to make the most sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to email you what we need?
Yes.
Okay.
That would work.
And I have Jeanette at jdautobody.net.
Correct.
So I will send that over. And what is your time frame for all of this?
I'm working on it right now. The mm-hmm. my drop dead is December, so you know it's not like I have to have anything done right now.
Okay.
But I am going to do it as soon as I put my package together. I would mm-hmm. do it so I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Okay. So are you thinking...
But it's not like I've got a call date, you know, next week and I need the money right now. I don't.
Yeah. So once you find something that's going to work, are you thinking like this month or the following month?
I would hope this month. Actually June.
Okay. Perfect.
Because this is the last day of the month. So
yeah.
I would hope to, get it all taken care of in June so I don't have to think about it anymore.
Okay. Well, we can, you know, definitely help you out with that. So I will email over what we need, and it's very simple. It's a one-page application. We'll look at 6 months business bank statement so we can see the cash flow and of the business, and then your most recent tax return.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. No problem.
Shortly. All right. Thank you, Jeanette.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.